Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute, this is Real Spoilers, episode 227. Jack Reacher.
I don't want to be a complainer, and I know I've wanted the location disclosed for all this time, but what exactly happens in the O'Keefe Institute?
Well, you don't know yet?
What is the Institute for?
Did you not see Stranger Things? Yeah.
For advanced film snarkitude.
Oh, okay.
That's good. That was a good word. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Just added three more words to the description.
And a word that doesn't really exist in the English language.
Lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude.
Just write it down, brother.
It's going to add a word each week until my brain explodes.
All of a sudden, our episodes are back to being 2 hours.
Yeah, just because of 45 minutes in. The Lush,
Dan and I have already gone
opulent,
pee.
But not ostentatious.
Yeah, I do like how you actually have the drains installed in front of each of our chairs. That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. He's got like a GoBro. This is like a hose that goes right into the drain.
GoBro. He's got the GoBro 4.
That's right.
Hero.
Well, I don't like to brag.
Well, I didn't say the GoBro Hero 4 Black. I said the GoPro.
Now who's got it?
Yeah, come on.
That's a GoPro joke.
Magnum chocolate bar.
I don't think
bar.
It was.
Yeah.
It's a GoPro joke.
I don't
joke.
Think it was. I don't think it was. So let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
No, this is Joe.
I don't believe that. This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Quick shameless plug. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. We would greatly appreciate it.
I bet three people can't write reviews this week.
No way. No way are they good enough.
No.
To give us three good to semi-good reviews.
Yeah. We've run out of the good ones. Now we'll get reviews. They're like, they never said good reviews.
Yeah.
Don't. We did.
We got
good.
One.
Yes, good please, good reviews. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So... so anyway,
yeah,
I guess the movie of the week, Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Dan, what did
Dan.
I say? I'm tired. Joe, which one are you?
As if we hadn't already 15 times mentioned Dan isn't on the show.
So I had never seen the first one of these. Oh. So I went back and I remember people saying it was pretty good. It was a lot of fun. So I went back and it was not bad. I'm not a,
so you
I'm,
went back and watched Action Jackson. Awesome.
What was that?
There
was
the exact same plot as Action Jackson.
The one with Carl Weathers?
Yeah. It's the exact same plot.
I do love that movie.
It's the exact... So you just watched it. If you love Action Jackson, you just watched the first Jack Reacher. It's the exact same plot.
Man, it's been so long since I've
seen
Action Jackson.
There's a sniper killing people. Like it's the exact same villains. Like, Carl Weathers is the Jack Reacher character.
Yeah.
Plot by plot by plot. It's the same movie.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I had that on, I had that on VHS from when Blockbuster had promo tapes, and they were nice. Just my old man used to work there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they just put a box, and he just would take a box of videotapes home. And usually it's some softcore Jeff Fahey movie is what's in there or something. But Action Jackson was in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is it's Apollo Crew, Apollo Crews, Apollo Creed. Yeah, this is great. Yeah. So I went back and I am not a huge Tom Cruise fan. I'm I feel like for me, he went off the rails at like, was it Vanilla Sky?
Well, that was during, wasn't that kind of in the beginnings of his Scientology stage? Like, that's when
he's
him and
always
Nicole Kidman.
Been a Scientologist.
But I feel like Vanilla Sky, so, to me, is where he goes
the
off
craziness the, or something. Yeah, I remember, because that's like right, like,
what was
before
the other,
I get divorced.
Was he in Memento? No, not Memento. What was the other one he was in where he's like the motivational speaker?
That's Magnolia.
That's Magnolia.
So Magnolia, Vanilla Sky is the one. That's the one with Cameron Diaz, right?
That's Stanley Kubrick's last movie?
No, Stanley Kubrick's last movie was
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, which is also a Tom...
Yes. Tom Cruise and
Nicole... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused. Okay, never mind.
So
that's Eyes Wide Shut.
That was
yeah.
the last Tom
okay.
Cruise, Nicole Kidman movie.
Yeah, yeah, never mind. I'm sorry. I was confusing the two. But I know Vanilla Sky is the one that has a pretty cool soundtrack.
Yes.
It's a good soundtrack.
It's not a good movie.
Yeah, no.
No.
It's a weird movie.
Features
it's
a monkey song.
It does. Yeah,
it's
that's
a
right.
weird movie, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't... To me, that's where I was like, I could care less about Tom Cruise. Like, that dude...
You could?
Yeah.
How much less?
Like 10% less.
But that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
That's as far as I can go.
Every week.
Yeah, and then like he sort of had that career resurgence with Live, Die, Repeat.
Tropic Thunder.
I think
Tropic Thunder was his first.
That was
like,
his.
They were like, okay, let's not hate him quite so much.
Yeah.
That's when he came back because I remember it in real time. That was, I mean, everyone had already thought he was crazy. He was, you know, people didn't like him, whatever. And then he came in Tropic... He appeared as that Les Grossman character in Tropic Thunder, which was hilarious. And you're like, that's Tom Cruise. And then everyone was like, woo, Tom Cruise. And then he came back.
Yeah.
You know?
Then it was Live, Die, Repeat. I thought Oblivion was okay.
I liked Oblivion. I know a lot of people didn't.
I thought it looked good. It was kind of a snooze. Like, I liked the visual style of it.
And I liked, a lot of people were like, they just ripped off every science fiction movie. And I'm like, it kind of felt like a cool homage to science fiction movies. Like, to me,
it depends on how good
right.
it is.
But I liked it. I did like it.
Yeah, and then, so, like, he's gotten back into the Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible was awesome.
Are they on 5?
No, they're
5
on
is
6.
The one they just did, right?
They just did 5.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Ghost Protocol was 4,
and that was the introduction of all that that Jeremy Renner and Simon Pegg,
which was awesome. Ghost Protocol was so good, and Rogue Nation was good too,
except for the Kremlin thing
for Papa John's.
Yeah,
but like 4 was so good, and I enjoyed 5 as well. But like
who directed 4? Because J.J. Abrams did J.J. Abrams?
It
no,
was
Brad Bird.
Brad
did,
Bird directed
Bird,
4.
Yeah.
No, Brad Bird directed. Oh, you're right. Abrams did 3. Brad Bird did 4.
4. Yeah,
and then
and
I don't
5.
Know, No, because he was doing something from
okay,
yeah.
But but those movies, I mean, I loved that the way he came back and did 4, and then 5's been good. So he really set those because I don't know. I guess a lot of people like 3, but
I enjoy 3. Like 3's a different movie.
Yeah,
you know, because they had, I don't remember who did the first one.
The first one was Brian De Palma.
That's right.
Oh, it was.
And then
that's
John
right.
Woo.
Right. So they all had like this different tone.
Yeah. They were all different. 3.
That was like sexy Tom Cruise hair in Mission Impossible 2, where he had like that.
That was the long wavy.
Yes. Kinda. Yeah. Doves flying everywhere.
Yeah. A lot of doves. So I don't know if a lot of people retroactively like 3 a lot more because like J.J. Abrams. But like,
I
remember
J.J. Abrams at the time.
Well, I know, but he's really J.J. Abrams now. And
was he though? Like, was he?
I mean, Lost was big.
Oh, I guess that's true.
I mean, because isn't Oceanic Air even in?
I think it is. And
go the third one?
Yeah.
Mission
is it really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. So I don't know. For some reason, 3 just didn't do it for me. I don't know.
Had Carrie Russell. What more do you want?
More.
More Carrie Russell?
I want more, Joe.
Yeah. She did a Wonder Woman voiceover. He was really good. Nice. Yeah. So this one, you know, if you've seen the first one is pretty forgettable. Like, the fight scenes were good.
I get it mixed up with that Chris Pine movie all the time.
Jack Ryan?
Yeah. But they both came out like kind of similar times, I feel like.
I don't remember. We did an episode on the Jack Ryan
forgettable
one.
Jack Ryan movie.
Both based on airport novels.
Yeah,
forgettable
right.
Jack Reacher movie. They kind of were both in the same cat. They weren't
both
bad.
Both movies
but just...
that are targeted at people's dads.
It was definitely an older audience for this one.
I was surprised by that too. So I went and saw a 10 o'clock movie, 10 a.m., mind you.
Yeah.
Which generally that is the crowd that goes to the early movies anyway, but a lot of times there's people that just want the cheap movie ticket,
right.
And this one though was like a combination of grandparents and wanting the cheap movie ticket. I was like, really, is this
I wonder if
like,
Tom Cruise has made that jump towards an older audience.
I mean,
like
I'm,
Tom Hanks,
I'm 46, and I mean, you know, Risky Business came out when I was like 12 or 13 years old.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you were 22
oh, right on.
And went to see Risky Business,
yeah,
you're, you know, You're sticking with Tom Cruise.
Maybe that's right.
You're 56.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know,
that's a good point.
Because I was just surprised, because I'm thinking, okay, this movie is more of an action movie. I just didn't think that the older demo would be there.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, but I mean, it's the way that's
targeted.
I'm
right there with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Is it an action movie?
I hear you.
There are action set pieces.
Hey, now, to be fair, this is before I saw it. I walked into the theater and I saw the older crowd and I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Now
this
maybe.
This is an inaction movie.
Yes, it is.
So let's begin.
So the movie opens with the scene you've seen in the trailers with...
the good scene.
Yes. Jack Reacher sitting in a diner.
The movie they should have made.
Yes.
Which is why I don't want to watch previews anymore, because how much more enjoyable would that be if you didn't see that three times in the trailers?
Oh, I've been pissed, because then you get 5 minutes of a good movie, and then you get the rest of it.
Well, I'm just saying, you know? like the fact that they open it up
like
with
the Brothers Bloom.
Yeah, like exactly like the Brothers Bloom.
The Brothers Bloom, that opening scene where it's like the kids as... They're grifters,
yeah.
But it opens with like them as little kids grifting, and I'm like, make that movie. Yeah. That opening scene was amazing.
It was just perfect.
Oh my god! If they had done an hour and 45 minutes of that,
great.
And then like, but the kids grow up, and then it follows them, and you're just like, they were a lot better when they were kids.
Never mind.
Yeah,
but the preview for this movie isn't so much a trailer as it is a 3 minute sneak peek, because
they show
you the entire opening of this movie in the preview. That's what it is.
So he does the whole, like, you know, the phone's gonna ring and you're gonna be the one wearing those cuffs,
which is cool if you haven't seen it three times, you know what I mean, like watching it, I'm like, okay.
And it's also
he never does anything cool
again.
Never
the rest,
like,
of
in the
movie.
First movie he is doing some cool stuff, like, you know, in the first one obviously he's working for Amy Dunn, Rosamund Pike, where he's like an investigator, like she hires him to be her investigator. Also, weird thing in that movie, they make her boobs look huge. Like, they are, like, you see, like, obviously in Gone Girl, she's an attractive woman. In Jack Reacher, they've got her in, like, the most expensive push-up bra they can find, and she's always only wearing, like, tank tops, like, skin-tight tank tops with her boobs, like, popping out over the top. And I was like, what is happening? Why is this a thing in this movie? And why is she never wearing, like, she's a lawyer. I don't think she goes to court like that. Well, maybe she does. I don't know.
If I was on a jury, I would.
So they do it in this one, too. Like, they make
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise's expensive push-up bra. But, like, Kobe's... Is it Kobe?
Smulders.
Is it Kobe, though? Yeah. Or Colby? Yeah.
Colby.
Like, C-O-L-B-Y like, or C-O-L-B-I-E.
C-O-L-B-I-E.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. She's always in, like, a skin-tight military shirt.
Yeah.
That, you know,
it's her
just
green,
like,
army bra. Her standard army issue bra.
Yeah, right. Well, it probably is, honestly. Like, they have to believe that they issue women bras.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they...
Okay.
They have to.
I just thought it was interesting.
Well, do they issue men boxers?
Yeah, that seems like that's underwear.
Yes, they do.
Then I would assume that they're... Okay. Then I would think they would have to issue women bras, yeah.
Okay.
But it was the same weird...
Because it, like, matched her pants or whatever fatigue.
Although my guess is they're really lousy bras.
I think
and most women probably wouldn't wear them.
Right.
Yeah.
Outside of being in boot camp or being, like, in your regulation.
When you're being mandated.
Right,
But I would think that most women would probably choose to wear something different. I'm just assuming that they probably give them... If there are any female...
Military
personnel that listen to this show, please
let us know.
Drop us a line, or send us a pic. No, don't send
don't
us a pic.
Don't do that.
No, but drop us a line.
But, yeah, but so to me, she's the standout. Like, she's the part where I was like, I want to see an action.
Oh, she carries the show.
I was impressed.
She could be the next every person action star.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't
exist
anymore.
She could be the
anymore.
Next, like, Jack Ryan. She should be making movies like that.
No, I mean,
that.
Like, she's the one who could get beat up. She, like,
well, that's a weird thing to lead with.
I know. She's the Bruce Willis. She could be, like, the John McClane.
She doesn't look tough, but when she has to be tough,
it's believable.
She was awesome.
She's great.
And it's believable. But she's not, like, ripped and muscular, but when she has those moments, it comes off as
if she put on some good muscle tone, though.
If they hadn't cast her as Maria Hill, she could be Jessica Drew. Like, she could be Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
The Spider-Woman character for the Marvel stuff. That's immediately what I thought of. So you get that scene, and then you get, like, the weird, like, he calls...
like, they start dating over the phone.
He's like one step away from like, tell me what kind of underwear you're wearing.
Yeah.
Green, you know? Army issue Green bra. Army We've established this. Like,
but no, I did.
Although
think
for Jack Reacher, that would be a turn on.
Yeah, right.
But I did think it was a little weird that they go into like a montage.
It's really weird.
A montage of like phone relationship where they start playing. I mean, you almost picture like 80s, like cheesy romantic comedy music in the background. And they're like, hey, so blah, blah, what town are you in tonight?
It was very,
I'm just pouring a glass of wine here, you know?
Very, very strange.
It was an odd choice.
So yeah, he's bouncing, like in the first movie, he's bouncing around from city to city, solving crimes, I guess. And, he's
like a non-rageful David Banner.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool if the Hulk showed up. So he's constantly talking to her and she's just like, you know, can I take you to dinner? And just, you know, next time you're in DC, all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I guess I go back to DC.
I almost, because after the creepy phone montage, I swear he's going to be like, yeah, if I ever make it to DC,
he's
he hangs up
there.
The phone and he's outside her office. Like, I swear he was going to be there. It was like, that's how close it was. Yeah. I was watching that.
So, he goes in to see her and then he sees this guy who's always a bad guy.
Yeah.
And everything that he's
bad
in.
Guy McBatterson.
Bad, yeah. Bad guy, like Irish name, because he has an Irish last name.
Not young Lee Majors.
Yes, that's right.
Not Brendan Gleeson.
Lee Majors. No, wait. Who's the $6 million man?
Not Lee Majors?
Okay, so he plays Ash's dad on Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Oh, okay.
It's hilarious.
Nice. Yeah. Is that season 2?
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
It's pretty good.
Nice.
He looks old, like really old.
Oh, I would presume.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's been around for a long time.
Yeah. So he goes in and then this guy's just kind of like, yeah, she's been brought up on espionage charges.
Whoops.
Whoops. We found a hard drive in her house. And it's just,
you know, that woman you've been phone sexing for the last 6 months. At that point, I'm like, oh, are they going to like arrest him as an accessory? Like, I thought right there they were going to, you know.
Yeah.
Right there, I'm like, yeah, you're in trouble, buddy.
Yeah. So
found a hard drive in her. It's completely full of Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yeah. We were wondering where it went. So
that's
she's
tie-in.
So she's going to jail for it.
Not Hillary.
Yeah, not Hillary. Yeah.
Yeah, so he kind of tries to get information out of this guy, and he won't give him anything. She says, you know, you stay away from her. She doesn't want you. And, like, that's the other weird part, is, like, they've been having this weird relationship over the phone, and then immediately she's like, I don't want you anywhere near me.
I know.
Why? You know what he's capable of? Wouldn't you want the one guy?
Well, she knows she's being set up and doesn't want to put him in danger because she cares about
that's
him.
That's not how it plays at all.
No,
like, when he goes to the prison to break her out, like,
plus, this guy
she's
eats danger for breakfast.
Right. He's Jack Reacher, you know? But, like, she is, like, she's filled with disdain that he has shown up to help her.
Well, I think it's because she didn't want him to get involved with it because she cared about him, and that's what I took from it.
I'm just saying, like, that is not how it's played.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I was just like, what is this? And honestly, I didn't even give it that much thought. I just thought, oh, this is just a plot device to add 10 minutes to the movie.
Or to give them some sort of tension.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, it's also tough. It's tough for me to take Tom Cruise as a romantic lead. Because, I mean, whatever he's got going on in his own life, like that idea, it's almost like as good of an actor as Neil Patrick Harris is, like when he's having those love scenes with Rosamund Pike and Gone Girl, it's like, I for whatever reason, like in my brain, I just can't.
Yeah, I don't really think about it.
It's so.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me, but it's just like that.
You got to escape, Joe. Movies are to escape.
I try. It's not like, really hard.
It's not like it's Jack Reacher starring Paul Lynde.
I'd see that movie. That'd be great.
Be better than this one.
That's true. So he tries to get out. He goes to see. So, you know, in the first movie, he's always like he's one step ahead. Like he's always smarter than the guy he's talking to. So he'd have like these in the very beginning where he's like, that phone's going to ring. You're going to be wearing those cuffs and blah,
like,
blah.
Like those are cool moments.
I find them super douchey. Where it's just like, I'm super smarter than you, and I know I'm smarter than you, and I'm just going to deadpan it and not...
Well, they're trying to make this... I mean, the whole point is they're trying to make this character so badass that he is one step ahead, and that's why you're supposed to like that character.
And for whatever reason, that worked in the first one.
Yeah.
It did not work in this one.
Well, I don't know. I get what you're saying. Like, yeah. I don't... I mean, I think you're both right. I think. I mean, I get that's what they're trying to do.
That's what they're trying to do.
And, but I also, like, I know it comes off as, like, smug. I think some of it is because that, you know, they start... when they open the movie with that scene,
yeah,
Like, you don't know what came before it.
Right.
So you don't have, I guess, the level of hatred that you're supposed to have.
For the sheriff?
For the sheriff.
Right.
You know?
Who's been transporting, like, girls across state lines or something.
Yeah.
Illegals or something.
Yeah. Selling illegal aliens into slavery or...
Yeah, something. Yeah. Something awful.
Yeah. But yeah, I just... So I felt like... Like, you didn't have that same level. Like, they hadn't revealed that you should hate this guy yet.
Right.
So, instead, you're just like... I mean, I know he's the hero, so I'm supposed to be on his side. But
the anti-hero, I guess.
I also wonder, since this is based on a series of books, like, if that is the end of another... If that really is the ending of another story.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like,
I don't care enough to look,
there's another story where he's tracking this guy?
Yeah, like, if that's...
I'm with you.
You know?
Yeah, that could be. That's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he goes and he shows up and he, you know, he talks to this new captain who has said, you know... So, he goes and then this is where he, like, goes in and talks to her lawyer. And this is the other scene where I was like... You know, if you're not a... You may get more information out of this guy. Like, you kill him with kindness.
Her lawyer, not J.K. Simmons.
Yes. Right. As soon as he shows up, I'm like, J.K. Oh, no.
It's J.K. Simmons' understudy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, really. I mean, that's exactly what I thought.
Hey, that guy's like, I'm glad J.K. Simmons is so popular. I'm getting a lot more work
this
now.
Is great.
Yeah, for sure.
Can we get J.K. Simmons? No, he's doing
he's
Justice
doing,
League.
He's doing 9 movies this week. Get the other guy.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can get J.S. Kimmons, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, J.S. Kimmons is like, woo! It's good to be me. So he goes to the lawyer. The lawyer kind of says that they found a hard drive in her room or in her office or something.
I didn't like his interaction with the lawyer because you're right. I mean, obviously they're trying to establish that this guy is just old and doesn't care anymore. But like,
but I don't feel like they never did.
Like,
because everything that guy was saying, I was like, that is true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, that is accurate.
But
yes.
Like, I know Tom Cruise was just immediately a to this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't like that. Yeah.
No. And then...
He guilted him into giving him the information he wanted, like guilting him into not caring. And you, if when you remember what this uniform stands for,
yeah. Where did the
stuff.
Wait? Where did the daughter come in?
You used to rock. You used to you used to rock and roll.
You used to be somebody.
What
man.
Happened to you?
What happened to you?
Come on, man.
Was
be cool.
Was it in this one? In this interaction where they reveal the daughter?
Tells her, Jack Reacher's like, how do you know about me? Because the lawyer said that he should stay away and all this. And he's like, well, I've got your file here, and you're this, and a deserter, and a deadbeat dad. And that's when Jack Reacher's like, I'm not a father.
Yeah.
Well, according to this paternity suit,
he's like, I don't even like wit. I mean, I'm not a father.
So this isn't his real daughter, right? Like, he has a daughter, correct, with Nicole Kidman? Not Siri,
obviously.
Wait,
are we talking about Tom Cruise
real
or the character?
No, real Tom Cruise. Like, they have kids, right?
I think, but I don't know, man.
Are they their biological children?
I don't remember.
Nah, that's one of those...
I don't care enough to pay attention.
Okay, I was just... Because, like, the girl kind of looked like him.
I can see
you mean, is the actress in the movie his real daughter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was bad enough that would explain why she's in it.
She was awful.
She was awful.
I was like, can you just hand her off?
Yeah.
Because she's terrible.
Well, I will have to say, just to interject here for a second... the writing in this movie,
it's bad.
I mean,
it's
not
really
only
bad.
Was the delivery bad from the likes of the daughter, but even the Maria Hill stuff and even the Tom Cruise stuff, like the writing in this movie is really poor.
The daughter is Samantha, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's Danica Yarosh.
So no.
So I'm thinking no. Okay.
but yeah, it's just this, the writing is bad and the lines, a lot of the interactions that are supposed to be cutesy between
it just doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work at all.
Yeah, I just it's not cute because you're like, this is so cheesy.
You know what, also, like, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory way, they make Colby Smulders kind of asexual.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, like, she's just a badass. Like, she's a badass the entire time. So,
well,
like,
I mean, I think it's probably a pretty believable portrayal of how a female major would comport herself.
I agree.
That she isn't, like, vamping up the joint.
Right.
She's just
there,
like,
was that weird
I'm here
scene
to do
where
a
like,
job and you
she's
need to...
walking around in her bra. And I was like, I get what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, it just did, like, that.
Well, right.
Was...
They took the awesome badass major that is not putting up with crap and kicking ass. And they get back to the hotel room and instantly she has to be walking around in
she's
her bra.
Around
be
her
sexy.
Bra. Right.
And it's like, they never hook up.
Nope.
Like, they almost allude to, like, he's going to see her in her bra and they've had this phone relationship and we can take it further. Nope. Doesn't ever happen.
Well, I felt like it was kind of like James Bond, because like in the first one it's Rosamund Pike where they're kind of hinting around that they are attracted to each other but nothing ever happens, and I was like, oh, we get a new girl in this
well
one.
I mean, they almost have to bring in new girls in these movies. If not, then the movies will become about a husband and wife team that now now it's the Thin Man about
it's
spies.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I mean they almost have to churn through them.
I guess,
you know?
That's probably true. That's a good point.
Did you see the preview for the new Brad Pitt Nazi movie?
Yeah.
before this one?
Oh, no, I didn't have it.
It's like a 9-minute preview.
Yeah, it is pretty long. But it's him and Marion Cotillard or whatever. Cotillard.
Talia al Ghul. Spoilers.
Jeez, Joe. But no, and apparently, I mean, it's probably just rumors, but they're saying that the rumors are Angela is leaving Brad because now he Mr. and Mrs. Smith the joint with Marion Cotillard. So that's the rumor now, is that that's why Angela is breaking himself.
Interesting.
Apparently, Mr. Pitt just can't keep his...
He's like Justin Theroux.
Thing in his pants.
And girl on a train. Just can't keep it in his pants.
Oh, but anyway.
His track record's pretty good, though.
Like, but, yeah, he's got an affinity for fighting the Nazis.
And he's made more World War Z movies. Nobody wants to nobody wants to have sex with a zombie.
No, gross.
Sadly, there probably is. Yeah, I bet you you Google zombie porn, it's out there.
I guarantee you don't have to Google it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a guy. Never mind. Yeah, I don't care. Nobody listens to this. There's a guy at the comic shop who gets like this weird zombie magazine with like girls in bikinis on the cover with like guys in crazy zombie makeup. What? Every time we see it, we're like, that's that, guys. We know. I don't have to look at your order. I know who that is.
Become pre-laminated.
Oh, every page is...
It's just like, good.
Oh, look at the brain goo. Oh, that's not brain goo.
Gurus.
So moving on.
Yeah. I was talking about.
Once you go there, it's hard.
Yeah,
to
I was like, so
he goes to New Orleans to find.
Okay, right.
See if because he's like this. I don't even know who this woman is. The woman, the girl's woman mother, is filed a paternity claim against the government, to the army,
right
through the army against
to
him.
Get him. Well, how,
boy has to go break out Robin first.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Which I still don't understand because he's no longer in the military.
No, they explained that. They said that they can call him back into service.
No.
That's later.
Not that part. I don't get why she would file a paternity
suit. How does she know this guy?
Why would she file a paternity claim through the military for a retired military person?
Do you think she did it before he was retired?
No, they don't reference that at all.
Sounds like he's been retired for a while. Yeah. I don't know. But,
okay, that part I don't get. Yeah. Never mind.
But like, they pulled his name out of thin air. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, how would she even know Jack Reacher?
My initial thought was like, this is all bull. And they're using this paternity claim to get more information on Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Like, that was my initial thought, but they never
really circle back. So he goes, because he's like, I don't even know who this woman is.
Right.
I don't think this woman's my daughter. This girl's my daughter. So he goes to New Orleans.
And she's doing Jack Reacher stuff. Like, she's...
Yeah.
Like,
he follows her.
Right.
But she instantly is like, quit following.
She knows that he's following.
And at first, I was really mad because they find, after he leaves the office with the replacement Batty McBatterson general...
I will say, that guy's on a show called Lights Out. That's really good.
Okay.
That's on...
No, not that he's bad. Ooh, it's just like a bad actor, but bad guy. But anyway, so...
Dominic, bad guy.
Yeah. So he goes... It's French. It's bad guy.
No, bad guy.
Bad guy. So he goes to IHOP for a little, for a little Rudy Tootie.
Yeah, what awesome, fruity. Awesome product placement. It was almost
better
as bad.
Better than Man of Steel.
I was going to say, it's almost as bad as Man of Steel.
Better than Man of Steel. But, because all you see is like a glass,
backwards,
but it's backwards.
IHOP.
So it was a little bit
He was like,
more.
Can I have the Grand Slam breakfast, please, for $4.99?
Yeah.
Monday through Friday?
No, I see. I was
Saturday,
thinking Denny's.
So no.
I'm like, can I have the Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity?
Does Denny's have...
That's the
Grand Slam's not IHOP?
No. The Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity, I think, might be Denny's inside. That's. But anyway, so he goes to eat there, and then there's two bad guys in a pedo van, kind of tailing him. And they look through the window, and he's...
They have a weird interaction, too, where it's like, is this supposed to be funny?
I don't know.
You know?
You got this new gun.
Yeah.
I don't
like,
know.
What is
just
happening?
It was just, I have no, that's because the writing is terrible in this movie. So anyway, they see him through the window, and then they start talking about, hey, did you get a new gun? And so the camera moves from like the window watching Jack Reacher to watching them and showing their new guns. And then they pan back out the window, and you see he's not sitting at the table anymore. And then, so anyway, he walks up to the van and like knock, knock, which I thought this was kind of cool, actually.
So initially I thought he punched the window.
He did.
But he had
salt shaker.
Okay,
to break
the
window.
I didn't see the salt shaker at first, and I was like, you'd be gushing blood.
That's why
I
had the salt shaker.
Right.
So I thought this was probably one of the coolest parts in the movie, which is saying a lot. But anyway, he punches the window and punches the dude, and then takes the other guy's gun and all that, and basically like, he goes. But anyway, my whole point was, this made me mad because I don't like being followed. Then in the next scene, he starts stalking this 15-year-old girl immediately.
Who also was like, I don't like to be followed.
That's why they did it, so it made sense. And
right.
It still was stupid writing, but. It made me feel better because at first I was so mad because I turned to Katie, who was at the movie with me, and I go, oh, he doesn't like to be followed. Let me just stalk this 15-year-old.
Let me pedo stalk this 15-year-old.
So anyway, the whole point of it was, but then, what is this? hold on. So what is, this is where it's falling apart.
This is where it falls apart for you?
It does, because if you know, when we get more into spoiler territory about the daughter, not daughter, so forth, the fact that she says the same line, I don't like to be followed, alluding to the fact that she's his daughter.
Right, when you see that, and you see how adept she is at all these skills, you're like, oh,
she has the same skills as Jack Reacher.
This must be Jack Reacher's daughter.
So what does that all mean, then?
That she's
a lazy screen player.
Yeah, totally. That totally falls apart. Why is she so good?
Well, they're like, oh, it's a double twist.
Yeah. And the other thing is, too, that Jack Reacher was trained. He wasn't created in a biological military lab.
He probably had some skill set before.
Yeah, if they can train you, but you also have to be as good as he is at it, theoretically.
But I'm sure he went through a lot of military training. Like,
you could you could send me to baseball camp to be a major league pitcher, but I'm never going to be a major league pitcher.
That's the position you would go for? I feel like that's the...
But his daughter just isn't going to...
You know what? I'm going to play left field.
No, you go for pitcher.
Okay.
Because you never have to play?
Because you only got to work like every 4 or 5 days.
That's a good point. Well done.
You know?
That's true.
And maybe if you're really lucky, you're just like a relief pitcher.
You throw one ball.
For like that two pitches and you're done.
Oh my gosh. I always think about that. When you see the guy that comes in for the 2 or 3 pitches or to go against a lefty or whatever, and he's out for the game, and you're like, that guy's probably making $1 million or $2 million.
The worst part is when that guy hits a home run off that guy, and you're like, you had one job.
Yeah.
One job, one pitcher.
Hey,
you can't even do
and
that.
And he's getting paid. It doesn't matter.
If you need any indication as to what I think about this movie, I just orchestrated a tangent about sports.
About baseball.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyway,
wrap your noggin around that.
So he starts stalking the girl, and she shows that she has all the apparently biological military traits of Jack Reacher.
She's able to pick up on a tail pretty quick.
So that will surely pay off later.
Easy.
I didn't say a word.
Yeah.
You're the one.
So now she kind of goes off to her, I guess,
foster family.
And now he's trying to get more information. At this point, this is where he breaks her out of jail.
Yeah. So you're telling me that he goes from Washington, D.C., flies to New Orleans, and then he goes back to Washington, D.C. and breaks her out and then goes to New Orleans?
Also. Like,
is he traveling that much?
The TSA
is not
are so amazingly accurately represented in this movie.
You think?
Yes.
I do like that where he just steals the wallet of someone who looks kind of like him.
No, he steals the wallet of someone who kind of doesn't look like him.
Well,
like,
but like,
you know,
dark hair, short guy.
Okay.
And the TSA agent's like, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Thank you. Click, click.
See, I was thinking.
But how did the other two get through?
They never explain that exactly.
He gets through on his own, but like, how do the other two get
that
in?
I was going to bring that up. That made no sense. He steals the wallet for his ID, and I thought they were each going to have to go and do that.
Right.
Because she's obviously wanted.
She's a wanted federal criminal.
Felon, yeah.
Right. Yes.
The girl, I don't know, but it's like, all of a sudden, they're both on a... They're all
everybody's
on
a plane.
Yeah.
And then he fights 2 TSA agents.
How
bad was the set of that plane?
That was bad.
That was like, I think that plane had drywall.
Yes. There's that scene where he's walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
And he's got so much room.
I know.
And I was like, what plane are you on? Where you get like, you don't have to like shimmy your way through. Like,
I know. It was so crazy. Like, as soon as they showed the plane, and I'm like, this is all we will ever see of this plane. Like, this is like clearly like this. They just built this movie. I think that's what I find so fascinating about this movie is how cheap it was.
Yeah.
It was for sure. Like, it was, I don't know that I've ever seen a Tom Cruise movie look this cheap. And I've seen Going All the Way.
Ooh.
So that's a cheap Tom Cruise movie.
Well, Taps? Was he in Taps?
Yeah, he was in Taps.
Yeah, okay.
But that movie had money.
That was not bad.
But so you're supposed to believe that there are two contractors. There's this company that the same guy's tailing him at the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity stand.
Yeah.
It's
like the bad guy from Heroes Season 3.
Yeah. It's like...
I think you're the only one who will get that reference.
Are you talking about T-Bone?
No.
Prison Break. That was the first thing.
Did
you guys watch Prison Break?
No. I did not.
That was a great show.
No.
I didn't really care for the ending, but that's neither here nor there.
Don't
good
worry, because there's a new season coming. So
I know, with the same guys. It's so weird, but it's like a reboot.
Who
it's
are both
different
on...
characters.
They're not the same characters?
No.
That's crazy.
Maybe you'll find out that it's their fake identity.
What you don't know
no,
is...
No, you can't, because I've seen the ending.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. It can't be the same character.
It's Heat Wave and
yeah.
Captain Cold.
From Flash.
No, that's who they are in Season 4 of Prison Break.
Oh. So, anyway, but...
They're breaking out of Arkham?
Yeah.
But,
no, Iron Heights.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, no. So, I think of him as T-Bone from Prison Break, and he was really good. That's the first time... Wasn't his name like Robert something? Robert...
I don't remember.
I don't know. Anyway, so
I feel like Robert Napier was in a Batman movie.
Well, that's Jack Napier. That's the character, his name's something like that. But anyway,
The original Alfred isn't the guy actor who played Alfred on the TV show. His last name was Napier.
Is that why they did that?
Is it?
I think so. Yeah,
that's cool.
Didn't name Joe Cool or Joe Chill? Joe Cool.
Snoopy killed Thomas and Martha Wayne.
Can you guys imagine what kind of a Batman like mythos there would be if Snoopy's character?
It's Batman doesn't fight criminals. He just fights like random cartoon dogs. Yeah. Like that's all he does. He sees kids in costumes, just punching kids in costumes.
I think in an alternate timeline, that is the Batman story. The Joe Cool killed Thomas and Martha Wayne.
Oh man, that's good.
Woodstock is the Joker.
Yeah, what was the name of what was the camel for Camel Cigarettes? Wasn't his name Joe Cool?
Joe Cool.
It's Joe Camel.
Joe Camel.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
But Joe Cool flies the Sopwith Camel. I think we're connecting dots.
I think
here.
We are.
I think we've just figured out
how conspiracy theories are born. This is exactly how they are created.
I realize we sound crazy now.
We sound like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. It's perfect for this movie.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, the whole point is that the guy from Prison Break and Heroes is the the head.
He's like
of,
a general or something.
Yeah, he's a retired military, and he has contractors that are all ex-military, and so they are tailing Jack Reacher.
Well,
this whole time.
We should say that the reason Maria Hill is in jail is because she sent two soldiers to Afghanistan to investigate something nonsensical, and they end up dying over there.
Yeah, I couldn't even pay attention to exactly what they were doing.
I zoned out, man.
Yeah.
It was so
during that flashback
stupid
thing, and I just was kind of like...
Yeah. Well, it was so weird because he would have, like... They would talk about it, and then he would like have a flashback, and then you find out that like what he's flashing back on
has nothing to do
with. He wasn't there for.
No.
And they do it multiple times, or like when he walks in the room and like
he's like replaying it in his head.
That thing was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Are we supposed to believe that
he's like
some kind of... Yeah. I thought that was so stupid. He goes to a crime scene and basically in his head sees what happened in black and
without
white flashback.
And then is wrong.
Right.
Like what? Like because he's like, he sees her going out the window and then like... And then, like, 2 seconds later, she's hiding under the cabinet under the sink. And,
right. He looks
and
down.
Like,
and
why are you even showing this to us if he's wrong?
I don't understand. It did not make any sense.
And the bad guy, the actor, is Robert Nepper. So
all right. That's close.
Yeah.
That's close. Yeah. So.
The whole point is, we're supposed to believe that Jack Reacher silently disposed of two contractors on a full airplane.
That was the part that, like, was mind-boggling. Yeah. Like, he
do you know how close together airplane seats are? You're supposed to believe that
not on this airplane.
But you're supposed to believe that in the aisle.
It's all first class.
Right. In the aisle in front of you.
That's
someone
what I'm
can
saying.
Knock someone out and knock their head against like a window. Or
nobody
like
paid attention to this guy sucker punching another passenger in the plane. Everybody's like, hey, don't do that.
Now, if the guy in front of me gets an extra bag of peanuts, I'm pissed. Like, you're supposed to believe.
You got two sodas. Yeah, I didn't knock.
I want the whole can then. That guy got the can. And you're going to tell me he knocks this guy out and like bangs his head against the side of the plane.
Right.
And like, it's silent.
Nobody makes a move.
They're in a...
And then he does it again in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where he punches the guy in the bathroom. And then the one guy's
heard that?
The one guy's right behind him.
Yeah.
And I was like, nobody, you didn't see him just like punch that guy in the
throat?
It was
a funny... Oh, he's sick.
Yeah.
It was a funny moment.
Maybe
they would
have used that one over there.
So anyway,
Which is what a waste of it. You should have been like, he's laying down the law. Like, you don't want to go
awful.
This house. Like, that
awful.
Could have been a funny moment. He's just like, my friend's not feeling well.
He does not feel good.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do human
emotion. You know why?
Emotion.
Because the writing was terrible in this movie. That's what it all comes down to. Like,
so, yeah, they land, and then the entire time they're being chased by generic bad guy. So I never thought I'd see the day where Jay Courtney was a better actor than the guy they got for this one, but Jay Courtney was a better actor in the first one than the guy they got for this one.
Oh, I never thought that you were going to say that Jay Courtney would be a better actor than the guy
that got for this one.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah. I don't, that doesn't happen often for poor Jay Courtney, who got the career of Sam Worthington.
That's exactly what I said. Driving back from the movie, I go, oh, not Sam Worthington?
Yeah.
That's exactly who Jay Courtney is not Sam Worthington. Like, Sam Worthington was a thing. Avatar was huge. Then everything
There was Terminator. He was the kind of the good Terminator,
which didn't
in that.
Really work out. I'm saying, like, and he was Avatar. Big in Avatar, and then nothing he ever did amounted to, like, well, he no, never
that, didn't that first Clash of the Titans make a bunch of money,
but because of never, Avatar,
yeah,
oh yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
it was
sure.
3D
and it was terrible.
It was the first 3D movie to come out after
right.
Avatar,
and it was right, terrible. Right. But that I mean, bad. So like, he never became a thing. Like, I think he's a decent actor. I like Sam Worthington.
They tried to make it a thing,
but he never really becomes a thing. Was he in what's that one that? I keep thinking Inside Man, but it's not Inside Man. What's the one when he's trying to... Does he escape from jail or something, and he's on the run, and they're trying to hunt him down?
I think you're thinking of The Fugitive.
Oh, the one where he's on the ledge of the building.
Man on Ledge? Or Man on a Ledge?
Oh, Man on a Ledge.
Yeah.
Man on a Ledge, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
But I like Sam Worthington, but he never really took off, and so then Jai Courtney hits the scene as not Sam Worthington.
Not Sam Worthington. You know when Jai Courtney gets that role in that last Die Hard, Sam Worthington's like, God!
Yeah.
My career's over.
18 months ago, that would have been me.
That would have been him, exactly.
Just real quick, Earl, I said Going All the Way. It was Losing It. That's the Tom Cruise movie I was thinking.
Oh, okay. Who's in the, besides him, is there anybody else in it?
Shelley Long, Jackie Earl Haley.
Like little kid Jackie Earl Haley, or
I mean,
older?
This was like,
we're not talking like Bad News Bears Jackie Earl Haley.
You're talking post Bad News Bears, okay. But I mean, this would have been like 82.
I was thinking Haley Joel Osment for some reason.
This would have been like 82, 83.
Okay. And Bad News Bears was what, like 79?
First Bad News Bears was like 76, 77.
Okay.
And then, you know.
He's the only one that kept coming back, isn't he?
Well, the second one had quite a few people return, but not all. And I think by the third one, the Bad News Bears.
Go to Japan.
And it was primarily him and like one or two of the other kids, okay. And it was almost all new kids.
Man, that first one's fantastic.
Oh my God.
So good.
Such a great movie.
The non-Billy Bob Thornton one.
The Billy Bob Thornton one?
I don't think the Billy Bob Thornton one was bad.
No.
It just wasn't as good as the first one.
He was doing the Bad Santa thing.
Yeah.
But
just a
PG-13 version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad Santa 2? Oh. What a pile of monkey
poop. I know. I was on my phone the entire time that was playing. I saw people around me watching it. As soon as I saw it was Bad Santa 2, I'm like, oh, I can't watch this.
No.
That first one was
barely funny. Like, I liked the first one enough.
It didn't need a sequel.
Does not need a sequel. Billy Bob Thornton needed to have a sequel.
Yeah. I told you, man. Go watch that interview on the SiriusXM radio show and see Billy Bob Thornton. And he's just
weird. Hey, man, you still got that blood vial?
Dude.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Drink from it every morning.
So, he takes out the dudes on the plane, and then that's when they all land in New Orleans, right?
They land in New Orleans, and then he puts them up in a hotel. I don't know how they... Oh, they steal all that money.
Yeah. Well, they stole the money from Batty McBad Guy.
Oh, remember? That's right.
He had a bunch of hundreds in the drawer.
Yeah. You know, he had like stereotypical manila envelope full of $100 bills.
Sure. Right.
Yes. So, now, generic bad guy shows
up. I have one of those, but it's full of... Dave and Buster's tokens.
I still have my Dave and Buster's card from your wedding. I found it in a pocket. I was like, I apparently should have washed these pants. I wore them once and hung them up. So like, he shows up back to Dominic Bad Guy, and it's just kind of like, what did you tell him? He's like, I didn't tell him anything. He's like, obviously you told him something. And then, of course, conversation.
The Jai Courtney character, like the ex-military, like the...
Okay, so he's not
the guy pulling the strings, but like, he's the hitman for hire type guy. He is constantly on Jack Reacher's trail because he's the one, the... Prison Break guy is pulling the strings of this ex-military guy who is like some super badass elite
soldier type guy. The 180 of Jack Reacher.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
The bizarro Jack Reacher.
He is, exactly. Yeah. So he's always like one step behind trying
to
take
him down. I gotta honestly say, I hope they never put that character in a movie.
Yeah.
Bizarro. I hate Bizarro.
Such a stupid kid.
I hate Bizarro.
I can't believe they still bring it back.
All the time. He's with Jason
dumb.
Todd right now. Like they've...
What?
It's like Jason Todd, Artemis, and Bizarro. And that's like, the Red Hood and the Outlaws. It's awful.
Okay.
Not good. So he's constantly on his tail. So he goes back to this major that took Maria Hill's spot. And he's like, they're going back and forth. He's like, I didn't tell him anything. So he picks up this phone. He's like, did you touch this phone? And he's like, Yeah.
And he's like, good.
He's like, good. So his fingerprints are over it. And just beats the bejesus with a phone. And I was, and in my head, I was like, who has a phone like that?
I was
like,
that's why you don't have a landline.
Yeah, you idiot.
Yeah.
But nobody has landlines anymore. Like, maybe in the military, I guess.
Well, to
maybe.
Be fair, yeah, he could have killed him with a Samsung Note 7, too.
He would have
already been dead.
Well, he doesn't turn it on until he has to go to the crime scene. You know, obviously.
Here, this is your phone. No, wait.
He's just like, oh, here, I got you a birthday present. Here's this phone, and walks out.
What movie was that? Was that The Dark Knight?
Where
the judge had like a cell phone. The cell phone blows up on the side of her head.
Yeah.
The Joker like switches her phone.
Yeah, I think so.
And it blows up. And like, it predicted the Samsung.
Yeah.
It knew it was coming. So now Jack Reacher is charged with murder. Yeah. Since his fingerprints are all over the phone, and this guy's dead.
And so we should say, one of Jack Reacher's former drill...
Nothing to do with him. The girl or the guy?
The guy.
Oh, okay.
And one of Jack Reacher's... Jack Reacher used to be a drill instructor, I guess, or something. I don't know. Or,
I think he had Maria Hill's job.
Okay, or he was in that, and then so there was a guy that reported to him. And
not head of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I mean, like...
Yeah, you know. Right. So Jack Reacher at some point denied this guy a promotion to the next rank or whatever because he was too impulsive or something.
He was quick to jump to a conclusion.
Jumping to conclusions. Yeah. And so this guy holds a grudge against him. And
maybe he was just a fan of Office Space. Did we ever think of that?
Yeah, that's true. So this whole time, it's like this running line of this thing. So anyway,
speaking of running lines, there was also the running line.
Oh, no, it was as bad as Die Hard. I know exactly what you're talking about.
They were
former Major.
Yeah, like Major Reacher. Former
how
major.
Many times
yeah, retired
they, and it never pays off
no
how like,
many
why
times
does that matter
in the first 10 minutes of the movie did they have to make that like it was supposed to be funny or something.
I'm on vacation.
It reminded me of that Die Hard 5 thing.
No, you're not.
I'm like, well, I mean, this one made more sense logically than the Die Hard thing, but it was just as annoying where it's like every person called a major. They should have just left it with when Maria Hill says once a major always a major.
Yeah, like
just
that
leave
line,
it at that.
That line makes sense.
Don't make every other person make the exact same joke. Right. Like or line because
well, and then when they like recalled him back in the service so they could simply so they could arrest him, then I thought it was going to pay off where they'd see something. He'd be like, no, I'm a major now, bitch.
Yeah, you can't touch me.
Because technically he was a major,
yeah,
right?
And like it never paid off.
Not once. That was a weird.
Did he ever retire again? I mean, technically he's still a major.
The movie ends with him going AWOL.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's reenlisted or they call him back. He's a major. If he gets cleared, he's still a major.
Yeah,
so.
Jack
Reacher 3 on the run.
Yeah, Jack Reacher 3, you're in a federal prison.
Or Jack Reacher 3, he's processing goods through the military. Yeah. He just has a desk job. Right. Just
Jack Reacher 3, paperwork.
Jack Reacher 3, live, die, repeat 2.
Yeah.
And then he's a major in that too, isn't he?
He's some kind of military, yeah.
But like, isn't that...
That movie's good.
Yeah, that's true. So now they're all on the run and they're starting to piece this thing together. They're starting to find the right people. And they think that they've got like a leg up and then idiot McGillicuddy girl.
Oh, don't you hate...
I was like, you know what?
Stupid teenagers.
Shooter. That's what you get for using a credit card, you idiot.
Oh, it was so... Well, first of all, they try to hide her at the boarding school that Maria Hill went to.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, I left my cell phone because you pulled me out of the house so fast. And then she's texting her friends when they're about to drop her off.
What friends? They never make reference to any friends at all. They
portray her as this loner. Yeah.
So who the F is she texting?
So who... Well, plot device number one and two. So she's texting, so she can't be at the boarding school where you're like, oh, stupid kid. Then they take her to the hotel with them.
And she steals this kid's purse.
Yeah, so she has credit cards that pay for the plane and stuff. Okay, cool. So she's at the hotel. They leave her there. And then she's like, I'm hungry. Let me order room service. You need a credit card. Okay, let me use these credit cards.
Let me use the credit cards that I'm sure Jack Reacher was like, don't use those credit cards.
So anyway, you're just like, she's
there
like...
There was that also really weird, like, parent scene where she took off in the middle of the night and then she comes back and her and Jack Reacher and Maria Hill. That was another.
And Maria Hill's like, I can't
do
this.
Okay, now wait. So Jack Reacher comes back with food, right? And then they're doing their little thing in the bedroom and not the.
Which is nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they're having a bonding moment.
Yeah.
So then Jack Reacher's sitting on the bed and he's eating fries or some shit. And then she comes in nothing but a fudging robe. And it's just kind of like, what is happening? Like, this entire time you've portrayed yourself as this badass military person that doesn't need anybody. And now all of a sudden you are, and you have openly disliked Jack Reacher since he broke you out of prison.
Yeah.
And now you are basically throwing yourself at him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It was really weird walking around in the bra in the first scene, walking around in the robe in the second scene, where it's like, it just creating sex appeal for the...
Right.
For the, nothing else but that.
You know, it's weird. Like, so to me, the new Lara Croft, like the original Lara Croft was built to be a sex pot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Angelina Jolie looks just like that Lara Croft. Yeah. So like the new Lara Croft,
it's awesome. Looks like a real person.
Right. So, but I mean, she's built athletically, but she's, and obviously they sex her up a little bit for the, you know, because guys have to have some guys.
But she looks like a real, but she looks like a real person.
She does. And like, I think when you look at Daisy Ridley to me looks like that, what that would look like in real life, but she's not oversexed and they make her pretty much Indiana Jones. Right.
Yeah. Right.
This is the same deal. We're like, we got to make her look sexy.
Yeah.
Put her in a robe.
It's an action movie. When you've got the lead that's Tom Cruise, you have to have the sexy female opposite him, is like what they're thinking. Instead of just having the badass major, they've got to sex it up.
And then they get into a fight, and then
she...
But yeah, then they have like this weird like parent moment where they're just like, you can't leave without telling us. Like, what are you doing? Blah, blah. I was like, what? Is this supposed to be funny?
Like, I know, and then remember like, when
they're like, where have you been, young lady, when she comes back in?
Yeah,
it's,
and then Colby Smulders is like, I can't do this, and walks away, and it's like, what are you, it was just a weird dynamic. It was just a weird parent dynamic type thing.
So they end up figuring out that there are these shipping containers that are coming back and forth from Afghanistan.
And this is when the flashback, because they go and, the girl was out actually getting a lead on a former contractor that worked for the bad guy's company. So she's like, you're welcome.
It's like a dope house. Yeah, she's a dope head.
He's a druggie, came back from the war, and like got hooked on heroin meth. Over there.
Maybe it's heroin, right?
It's heroin.
Poppy fields.
Yeah.
Heroin all
So he...
Tom knows.
Well, Afghanistan is where the poppy fields are. That's poppies make us sleepy.
I thought Wizard of Oz, as soon as they were in the poppy field, I was like, they're all going to go to sleep. That's what I thought. So anyway, they track down this guy thanks to the girl's lead. And this is when they leave her alone with her credit cards and a phone. But they go.
It also was like, she opens the door and the phone's hanging there. Like on a string that says "Be back by 9," and it was like, "Why didn't you? Why is it on a string?"
Well, the other thing, where can you find a I don't think if you tried, you could find a hotel with two twin beds.
No, I agree.
It's like where is this hotel room
in the middle of the French Quarter?
In like sitcom 1950, it's like Dick Van Dyke. Did Robin Laura Petrie rent this motel?
Did Lucy and this was Lucy no, and Desi's?
They show Tom Cruise and Colby Smulders. They're
in two separate beds.
No,
that are twin beds.
See, I thought they were gonna have to sleep together because there was one bed in each room.
Nope,
two twin beds.
Yep.
And you got to remember, this was not a little hotel room. This is a suite with two rooms.
And also, what connected. Hotel doesn't take a credit card?
No, they do.
No, they don't.
No, they do.
They did not give them a credit card.
They paid in cash,
which is why
to
they didn't
avoid the credit card.
So the credit card wouldn't trigger.
And then she gave them a credit card.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think any hotel
would just take cash.
Not
a hotel.
You have to have your ID, too.
Not a hotel of that caliber. No. Sure, yeah.
In case ID you wrecked the place,
credit card.
You need an ID. Yeah.
Right,
yeah. And the fact that they didn't have to give IDs was stupid,
like,
too.
All right, of course.
No, again, this is the writing. I mean, I know these are little details, but they're important details when you know how the world works.
Yeah, I was like, it's real world
details. Airplanes, hotels, like, these are things that
Tom Cruise probably hasn't paid for his own hotel in 20 years, so he's got no crew.
Yeah.
No,
he's
idea.
Like, oh, I don't just pay cash.
He's to pay
anymore.
Cash back.
You just walk in and they send you to whatever floor you're on.
Right.
That's the way it works, right?
To the floor you rented.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so they go to this guy, this ex-military guy, and he gives them the flashback, and we find out that the bizarro Jack Reacher was actually a soldier at that time, and he killed the two guys that Maria Hill actually sent to investigate this thing that
Which is why
started.
Tom Cruise had the flashback of the killing.
Correct.
Wait,
that he had
what?
Nothing to, that he
no.
had nothing to do with.
Like, what?
Well, the guy was telling the story to them.
But no, like earlier
but,
in the
yeah,
movie,
oh,
Tom,
right.
Tom, there's
yeah.
a scene
that
where
stupid flashback where it's
they have
just
a
like,
similar flashback, black
where
and white
he sees
thing,
them
yeah.
getting killed.
Right. You know how that works for Sherlock is Sherlock goes to the crime scene.
And he yeah. actually
like the crime
looks
scene
at
was
at
Afghanistan.
Well, I thought at that point it was going to be like Tom Cruise was on another mission and he had
this
been
is very similar
and
to...
he had been manipulated into killing these people.
Oh.
Like he thought they were bad guys and now he's realizing he's been lied to.
That would have been good.
I'm going to tell you, the movie I'm writing is really good. You're going to really like
there's no twist twists in this
Jack
movie.
Jack Reacher 3, for real, don't go back.
Presented by Real Spoilers.
Don't ever not go back.
Don't ever not.
Don't not un-go back. Jack Reacher 3.
That would be quite the title.
Someone needs to make that movie poster for us. Real Spoilers presents Jack Reacher 3, don't ever not un-go back.
Lane, we're looking at you.
Yes. Yeah.
Please.
Matt Reedy, you can do it too, buddy. Yeah. I know you're good at that kind of stuff. So this is like, then there's a big throwdown. Maria Hill thinks she's got these guys dead to rights. There's a big shootout where like the informant gets shot by generic bad guy.
Yeah.
Ensign shows back up and now he's on their side. He gets shot too. Everybody.
So the jaded or not the jaded, the guy that Tom
jaded
Cruise.
Jaded Pinkett Smith is in the movie?
Yeah.
Fish Mooney?
Oh, stop. So the guy that he denied the promotion to is on Jack Reacher's trail trying to bring him in the whole time.
Because now he's wanted for murder.
But yeah, so he's the guy that that obviously is going to come around eventually. We're just waiting for it.
Yeah, so there's a big shootout at like random hangar
warehouse
like dock area. Yeah. And then they get away. They think they've got these guys dead to rights. And they open these shipping containers, and of course she's like, you know, they're going to be empty because they don't like. But also, like, she's just guessing, so she assumes that this random general is selling guns and ammo
to insurgents.
Right. So she's assuming
the plot. Like, I just couldn't follow it. Like the whole time when they keep flashing back and saying what this whole thing is about, I'm just like, I don't know if I just don't care or it doesn't make sense.
But
I'm like. To talk about this, I probably should be understanding what they're trying to sell us, but I just can't follow it.
Don't
like,
care.
Yeah, what exactly are they accusing this guy of doing?
Right,
because I have no idea. Because they're like, they're going to be empty. They're going to be this. Because I'm like, wait a minute. So what is he doing? He's selling the weapons, but then were they supposed to ship the weapons back? Why wouldn't they be empty if they were going over there to give them weapons? Like, you know what I mean? I couldn't follow the logic.
There is no logic.
What are they trying to say here?
That's
like,
the problem.
Why would they even bring empty shipping containers back?
They were drawing down in Afghanistan, and that they were then supposed to send the weapons home,
but instead they were sending home
empty crates
because they had sold them to
selling
the insurgents.
The weapons to the locals.
I didn't understand the
that's what they thought
home?
Was going on.
Okay.
But then
they were already asking the question of like, but the amount of money you would make off these weapons, because she was like, you get like $4,000 for a rocket launcher.
Yeah,
like
the money doesn't
really worth it. Like it's negligible
when contractors charge millions and millions.
Right.
So she's like, they're, you know, what is the deal? So they go and open up all these crates.
And all of the weapons are still there.
And they're there.
And just like, boo, boo.
So she's about to be taken by military police in handcuffs, but Jack Reacher.
I also think it's hilarious. So you've got MPs, you've got all these people, and you've got two wanted federal criminals.
And the MPs
and
are just following them
handcuffs.
Around.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And an abducted child.
Yeah,
in the mix.
This is the part, and again, if it hasn't made sense until now, which it hasn't, but this part again, where you're like, I don't care if these military police, if the main snubbed promotion guy, Etson, whatever his name is like, no, they're on our side now. All these military police are not going to care. There's wanted federal criminals running around. They're just following them around.
Even if you prove your innocence, you're still wanted.
You're still under arrest.
Like, until your name's been cleared.
You don't just get to go away.
So you're telling me all these military police are going to risk their entire careers by following around wanted felons and
negative
fighting with them? Like,
I believe they say negatory
because
they're in the military.
That's a good point.
So at this point, they let federal wanted criminal Jack Reacher,
for the murder of a major,
walk up to a crate of bazookas, take it out, and
pick
do whatever he wants and dump it out. And luckily,
he cracks it open,
and he breaks it
because apparently it's made out of plastic.
Yeah, and luckily, their hunch is right because, again, all they've got is hunches up.
Well, I think he says the crates are light. And he cracks it open, and
he says, "The numbers don't add up.
The numbers don't add up."
Yeah, no, because he hasn't felt any crates yet until then. But so he goes up to one,
and all this heroin
dumps
falls
it out, and then the bags of
And then this is where the guy says, "Oh, by the way, your not daughter is dead. Like, we're gonna go kill her." So then they take off, and there's a big fight. This fight scene was like. It was like something out of like an Abbott and Costello movie when it comes to
the.
No, I'm just saying when it comes to the building of sets. where it's just like, we need to jump from one rooftop to the next.
Oh, really? There's an Alvin Costello movie called Whodunit that ends at the where they're shooting the lights out to send a message into the sign.
Yeah.
And yeah, like,
it looks just like it.
It looks just like the ending of
so
Whodunit.
So bad. And so basically, the girl's running away. The Mirror Jack Reacher's chasing her, and Jack Reacher's chasing Mirror Jack Reacher, and they're all chasing through
it's
the rooftops.
All on the rooftops.
And so, wait a minute, but you haven't said the most obvious. Remember earlier in the hotel room when she teaches her how to escape from a gun?
Yeah, it's not going to come back,
is it?
It's not going to come back ever.
As soon as he's like, I've got your daughter, and they're leaving from the warehouse or whatever, I'm like, get ready for the gun escape.
Yeah.
You
know that? Here comes our payoff. Yeah. Something's going to pay off.
Oh, no, he has the daughter at gunpoint. However will she escape from this? I'm like, how cheap
What was the line that he said? He was like,
you're
if
as
that's
good
the
as dead. Okay.
He's like, if that's, when she's showing it to her, he's real snotty.
If you're already at that move, you're as good as dead anyway.
Yeah, if that's your only move, you're as good as dead.
And so tell me this. Okay, so the bad guys got the girl at gunpoint.
Yep.
Jack Reacher is putting his gun down, which takes about 1.5 minutes. Are you telling me the bad guy would not go,
or you've got Kobe Smulders like behind him
on a rooftop
who's just
who
like,
could have shot
got
them?
It.
Exactly. So it's like,
she slips the gun, and then because they're right at the edge of the roof,
he rushes
because they keep showing the exact same footage of her foot almost lying on the exact same footage, and then he like bum rushes them off the side, and they were only like one story up.
Yeah,
couldn't she see that? Second, like, and then they have a fist fight down there, and I'm like, but Kobe Smulders
has a gun.
Is still up on the roof with a gun.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what is going on? And they're not like, they're not
they
like,
show them.
They're not like locked in an embrace where she couldn't get a clear shot.
You're throwing kicks and punches
at
like they were
point,
separated.
They're like 8 or 9 feet apart.
No, that's the part that makes no sense, because when Jack Reacher and Mirror Jack Reacher are having a fight, they never look up and show the daughter and Kobe Smulders overlooking the whole thing.
It's almost, do you remember in Batman the movie where Kim Basinger is like leaning over, like Batman's fighting the guys.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
Batman the movie.
I'm sorry,
different.
No. Yeah,
that was like shark
like,
repellent? No.
Do you remember we had a giant bomb and said some days you just can't get rid of a bomb?
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah, like this movie.
Right. So she's taking picture like the entire time. They do it as much as that movie doesn't hold up now. Like the scene where he's fighting the bad guys for the first time in the alleyway and she's up on the rooftop.
Yeah.
Every time he's throwing a punch, there's a flash.
Yeah.
So they're implying that she's taking pictures.
Yeah.
In this one, I just picture Kobe Smulders and not Tom Cruise's daughters being like, ooh, that was a good one.
You've got this major who's a badass.
Ooh, he broke his leg.
She has a gun, like, and they never show them like what they're doing during this whole thing. But I thought the same thing. It's like, shoot the bad guy.
Shoot him.
Yeah. You have one point where the bad guy has Jack Reacher, like, dead to rights. Luckily, he gets out of it. Like, he's kicking his ass.
Right.
And it's like, you could save him.
Right. And then, so they give the line where he's like, I'm going to break your legs. I'm going to break your
arms.
Like the
take
break
and,
your neck.
You know, I
that was like, so bad.
So that's coming back then too, huh?
So boom, there goes his legs. Boom, there goes his arms.
Okay. So I've broken arms. I've broken my arms. I've broken my legs. I've never broken my neck, but like I've broken enough bones.
Dare to dream.
Here's hoping. I've broken enough bones to know as soon as you break a bone, that's it. You cannot put any pressure on that bone.
But what if you're a really tough bad guy?
No.
What if you're a really tough bad guy in a final showdown?
Ooh. Well, have you ever been a really tough bad guy in a final showdown, Joe?
No.
Well,
I have not.
So you don't know.
I fell down a flight of steps. That's how I broke my leg.
I was drunk. That's different.
No, I was 4, but I was also drunk.
Well, I was going to say.
Beat me to it.
So he breaks his leg, and then, of course, he's immediately back up on the leg, and then he breaks his arm, and he's still throwing punches with that arm. It's like, no.
Yeah.
No. That is not how this works.
So he breaks his neck.
They'd
and
be floppy fish arm punches.
Yeah, like in Deadpool, where he like punches Colossus in his whole
girl
arm.
Fight.
Yeah. Who Tim Miller just left Deadpool too, because they couldn't agree on who they wanted to be Cable.
Man,
that's what it is.
Really?
Yeah, him and Ryan Reynolds got into it, but they disagreed over who should be Cable. And Tim Miller's
like,
"See ya."
When you have a movie that's that good, and like,
I guess I didn't realize how much creative control Ryan Reynolds had on that movie.
Well, yeah, because he's the one that basically made it happen, and he's a producer and star. So
interesting.
Yeah.
So also, I always thought like when you break your neck, you're dead. Isn't that the way that works?
Well,
people break their necks and
you can still survive.
Yeah,
you have the collar thing. But if you were to sever your spinal cord, though, then you would be dead. Like,
okay,
depending on how you break it.
I just feel like the way that he hit him, like he breaks his neck. like, he jacks his neck all back, and I was like, I feel like you should be dead. Why are you still talking?
No, he only broke his neck bad enough so he could have some final words. Then he falls back and breaks it over the back of whatever he falls on. Or
gotcha.
He did the final words.
I'm with
neck
you.
Break.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the final words.
You gotta have that
break.
Little moment of moral comeuppance. Yeah. So they, everybody, you know, there's a funny line. We're now Colby's. No.
Okay.
Where now Colby Smulders has shown back up.
Yeah.
Helps Jack Reacher to his feet. We get the scene where Colby Smulders is reinstated as major. She's cleared of all charges. And then we go to Jack Reacher sitting in a diner. The same diner from Hell or High Water, actually. No, it's not. I was hoping that... What was that girl's name? Who was the waitress?
Oh,
the old one. The hot one.
Oh.
And I was like, can she show back up in this movie? Because
the plus size model or whatever. Isn't that what she is? Like
April Big Cannons?
So
that's her name on
on Eastbound and Down.
On Eastbound and Down, that's what Kenny Power
she
calls her.
She is svelte in Eastbound and Down
compared to where she's at now. Yeah,
I was shocked at she's very thin in that. Like I guess maybe she lost weight for that role, or I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
because
she was on Mike and Molly too.
Was she her sister?
She was Molly's sister.
That you know. Them two together, seeing them side by side makes a lot of sense. Like, they look like they could be sisters.
Yeah.
She's actually funnier than... Actually, I guess they're both pretty funny. It doesn't matter.
Don't start Kevin down this road.
Yeah, I know. Oh, no. Yeah, so then they're sitting in this diner, and she's just like, you know, do you remember my mom? And he's just like, I gotta tell you, I don't remember. I don't forget a face, especially with the women I've slept with. And I was like, so none of them? That's
like,
where we are.
I remember both of them.
And Nicole Kidman doesn't count. Actually, I guess it is Nicole Kidman. So, Nicole Kidman and
Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
So at this point, Dadar's like, yeah, I knew you weren't my father. And he's like, what? So, that woman serving coffee? That's my mom.
Yeah, that's my
and
mom.
You didn't even recognize
each other. Know. And then credits.
Basically. No, she goes to the same prep school again.
Oh, that's
she's
right. He gets her back
to
the prep school because she's an artist.
And she's very, very sneakily. Slips a cell phone into his pocket.
Is that what
so
that was?
Sneaky.
Miss me yet?
Because
like,
Jack Reacher, who knows...
And you know Jack Reacher was like, no.
Yeah, you know Jack Reacher, who's sitting at IHOP, never looking out a window, and knows that guys two parking lots away are following him, doesn't notice when someone slips a cell phone into
but
his pocket.
She has those same skills because that's his... No,
it's not.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. So she isn't...
The secret double twist is it's not his daughter.
So that doesn't pay off.
Not at all.
So it's like they almost wrote the first part of the movie that she was going to be his daughter, and then it never pays off, and she's not, and yet they kept the whole skill set and never explain it.
Yeah. And this is... I think this... I was not... I was bored. It was super boring.
And it was so... It was so cheap.
It was very
cheap.
Like,
there was, like, no... There are no action scenes in this movie.
At least in the first one, it was, like... I feel like they wrote their action set pieces first, and then they just wrote the movie in to get us to point... You know, from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Where this one, they were just, like...
They didn't even have action set pieces.
Yeah, they didn't.
There were bigger action set pieces in Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I was honestly sitting here about to say, oh, wait, there's the scene where they're driving the car backwards while they're shooting at people. And I was like, oh, wait, no, that was Keeping Up with the Joneses. And I was not even trying to be funny.
Zach
like,
Galifianakis is in more action sequences.
Yeah. And not Amy Adams.
But
I did the same thing.
I do confuse those two. But yeah, I was about halfway through the movie. I started thinking about it. I'm like, there's no action in this movie because I was trying to count the fighting scenes because I'm like, wait a minute, I did see him kick someone's ass.
Yeah, I mean, there's fighting scenes.
There is fighting
but
scenes.
But there's, but and not,
not
very,
very many,
good,
though.
And not very good ones.
I think the ones in the first one were way better.
Yeah, I mean, they're not awful, but there's nothing memorable is going on.
No. Yeah. This is a miss. A complete swing
and
a miss.
And you could tell that they were hedging their bets because the first one was barely hit, so they didn't want to spend a bunch of money on it. You know,
I do. But like I said, the standout to me was Colby Smulders. I think she could be a really good alternative. I don't think is there a female action star? Like, is there like a go to?
No, because
Scarlett Johansson maybe.
But because most of the female driven movies have become like these young adult movies, and so
that's true. I guess Katniss was,
but I wouldn't really call those action movies.
No, I
even though
right.
they have an element of action, but they're not traditional action movies.
Yeah,
so there really isn't that same apples to apples comparison.
I guess that's true
with the types of movies they're making.
But yeah, I think Colby Smulders could absolutely pull that off. I think she'd be great. She's
so
there.
Yeah.
It is
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
Yeah, so Dan's not here, so we will skip the
dung,
the video recovery.
No, go watch Action Jackson.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you like Carl Weathers, it's good stuff.
Gotta be better than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And from what we hear, Craft Services was very good. Made a mean chili.
Yeah, that's right.
So I guess let's go around the table and everybody can say where to find
them. This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
This is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, we will be waiting for you at Facebook.com/RealSpoilers. Or on Twitter at Real Spoilers. We're available on iTunes. Go there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us tremendously, and we greatly appreciate it, and you'll probably even end up the butt of a joke. So there's an enticement, right?
That's right.
So that's it. Coming up next week, I guess our next episode.
We got a super secret episode.
Super secret Halloween episode in which there will be much controversy.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Amongst
ourselves. If you're a fan of this show and you've listened to a bunch of episodes, Dan and I have a disagreement about a certain movie,
and we will be having a full length discussion about said movie.
Oh, it's gonna
on
be
our
great.
Very special
and
Halloween
I've never seen
episode.
It.
Have you never seen it?
I've never seen it either.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so much we're fun. Just here for the ride when you and Dan disagree.
Oh, I had no idea.
We've never seen it.
Oh, it's so that's gonna be so much fun.
So that'll be our Halloween episode, and I guess the movie of the week next week is.
I mean, Doctor Strange is 2 weeks.
No, it's Angels and Demons or whatever.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Okay. Comes out next
yeah.
week.
Yeah. All right.
So the third Da Vinci movie.
Yeah. Dante's Peak.
Inferno?
Inferno, yeah.
Yeah.
Dante's Peak.
Pierce Brosnan volcano movie? Yeah. Wasn't that a
Randall and Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
Is what we'll be tackling next week. So that will be your next two episodes. How exciting for you.
Yeah.
What a fun.
What a great time to be a listener.
What a fun, sexy time for you. Yeah. So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Wendell just goes along for the fireworks. Now if you feel that you can.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.